Thus I have heard. At one time, the Blessed One was dwelling in the royal domain of Ultra Peak Mountain with a great gathering of monks and a great assembly of bodhisattvas. At that time, the Blessed One was absorbed in the samadhi of the many aspects of phenomena called profound appearance. At the same time, Noble Avalokiteshvara, the Bodhisattva Mahasattva, looking at the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom, saw the five skandhas in their natural emptiness. Then, through the power of the Buddha, Venerable Shariputra said to the Noble Avalokiteshvara, Bodhisattva Mahasattva, how should a son of a lineage trained who wishes to follow the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom? Thus he spoke, and the Noble Avalokiteshvara, Bodhisattva Mahasattva, answered the Venerable Shariputra with these words. Shariputra, those men and women of a lineage who wish to follow the practice of the profound perfection of wisdom should look at it like this. The five skandhas should be seen purely in their natural emptiness. Form is empty. Emptiness is form. Emptiness is not other than form. Form also is not other than emptiness. In the same way, feeling, recognition, compositional factors, and consciousness are empty. Shariputra, like this, all phenomena are emptiness, and having no characteristics, they are unborn and unceasing. They are not impure or pure. They neither decrease nor increase. Therefore, Shariputra, in emptiness there is no form, no feeling, no recognition, no compositional factors, no consciousness, no eye, no ear, no nose, no tongue, no body, no mind, no appearance, no sound, no smell, no taste, no sensation, no phenomena. There is no quality of sight and so on, and no quality of mind and no quality of mental consciousness. There is no ignorance and no exhaustion of ignorance, and so on up to no old age and death and no exhaustion of old age. In the same way, there is no suffering, no origin, no ending, and no path, no wisdom, no attainment, and no non-attainment. Therefore, Shariputra, since there is no attainment, bodhisattvas rely on and abide by means of the profound perfection of wisdom. And since their minds have no obscurations, they have no fear. Transcending falsity, they attain nirvana. All the Buddhas who dwell on the three times have relied upon their perfection of wisdom and have become true and complete Buddhas of unsurpassable perfect and complete enlightenment. Therefore, the mantra of the profound perfection of wisdom, the mantra of insight, the unsurpassed mantra, the unequal mantra, the mantra which calms all suffering should be known as truth, for it is not deceptive. The mantra of the perfection of wisdom is proclaimed. Teyata om gate gate paragate parasamgate bodhi soha. Shariputra, this is how a bodhisattva mahasattva should train in the profound perfection of wisdom. Then the Blessed One arose from that samadhi and said to the bodhisattva mahasattva, Noble Avalokiteshvara, that he had spoken well. Well done, O son of the lineage, it is so. O son of the lineage, since it is just so, the profound perfection of wisdom should be practiced just as you were taught, and the Tathagatas will also be taught. When the Blessed One had said this, the Venerable Shariputra and Noble Avalokiteshvara, Bodhisattva Mahasattva, and the entire gathering, as well as worldly beings, gods, humans, asuras, and gandharvas, rejoiced and praised the words of the Blessed One. Continuing on page 12.
Om Bhad Reki Aum Rekuru Hibri Yisodi Gyamur Yali Vapu Lodum Vod Mupanaj Ekyon Dame Yodan Vanga Yodanga Yodye Yod Yodondo Dame Nita
Oh,
你把你不接待那边去，是不是要进度？你不接待那边去了，是不是？你不是通过管理那去了？对啊，我绝对靠不接多。你那，你把你不接待那边，得得，你打起麻将的。那是。哎，去行的。你看你的，你把你不接待那边去了，其实，你那，你把你不接待那边，去了，是我们谁的？那接不穷的，他们原来就是把那老乡啊。
So Sui spoke about taking refuge in two jewels during our last teaching, and we talked about there are three different ways of taking refuge in three jewels, which are known as taking refuge in three jewels according to the small scope and middling scope, the great or great scopes. So those are the, are all. Again, as a practitioner, one need to learn and one need to understand the way in which you take in refuge in three jewels according to all three different scopes. It is for one person, individual who is actually engaging in the practice of the Dharma, must understand how you take refuge in three jewels according to the small scope, middling scope, as well as the great scopes. So without understanding other, one will not be able to complete one's taking refuge in, practice of taking refuge in three
jewels. D Yidin chima jetan rwa, rwa ni yididu samba wawasin. Ta te chima lu jeshan rindwa. Yidin chima jetan rwa, rwa ni yididu samba wawasin.
Yandu songsa kena, yenge songda
kena.
Yagwa nye masa.
Yidin chima ndirda. Tangbo la ni yisile.
Tangbo de kawa chukwe na kena. Tangbo la ni la, tangbo de kawa chukwe na. Di takda yukurwa ma.
Tangbo la ni yisile. Tante chukwe na yi sachi tajju masu da. Nipa nipa chita nipi chila. Tangbo la tantantantantantantantant. Tina nipa nipa chita nipi chila. Sumruwa. Chibu chungu dan. Tumuyo nanchi rimbara lo jangwa jirwa. Tumuyo nanchiwa. Chibu ni da tumuyo nanchi rimbara lo jangwa. Chibu chungu yu nanchi rimbara lo jangwa. Tere. Tala tangbo nesire. Yiden chima. Tene ji. Lo jeba tang. Yiden chima. Di to tenba wosire. Ta tero yiden chima. Tene ji. Yiden ta tsende tang. Tsendel de kiwi, tsendel de chema ni de chema za cha jin. Tsendel de jin de yue yin, tse chema de le pe. Ta nyawa di ya, tino nga de deng yinbe kita jizu. Tena ni yin shirin. Yitin de, yin to me ne pa te. Chawa ji se tenpa ta ha shirin. Tena me resun. Yitin chema di to tenpa wo. Tambo la ni de rwa.
Chungwe kyan de kyabdi dosi di sengwa sari. Kyabwa chungwe kyabdi dosi sungwa mendo tangbo sengdi.
Tangbo la ni yidin chima. Yidin chima teni ji lo jeba tangbo zi. Yidin chima di to tenba wo. Tangbo la ni yisirwa. Yidin chima teni ji lo jeba tangbo ni yisirwa. Tangbo la ni yisirwa. Tangbo la ni yisirwa. Yidin chima. Niden de rindo mene pa se ta tsendel rindo mene pa se chawa ji se temba ta se ne yiten chema je ta ndo ndo an ji de du samba o se tena ji cha
So it is first when we take in refuge in, when we take refuge in individuals according to the small scope, one's objective of taking refuge in individuals is to gain the rebirth within the fortunate realms. At the state of human being, the realm of human gods and demigods. So this is the aim. By understanding, by deepening oneself into the insight of the nature, in the nature of law realms, the suffering of law realms. So you have you long to achieve. Rebirth within the high realms and not wanting to take a rebirth within the lower realms, three lower realms, by understanding the nature of suffering of the lower realms. And so this is what we call the taking refuge in individual based on the small scope.
Really? Ndi mwiri mwiri mwiri. Tante la, ndi madiye nasa, tante tabari chawa chima ndo tonda madiye nasa ingi tene. Chawa tenchi mwiri zhuzi, tambo la dhuli yisi tene. Tambo chi me dhengi nyemi di yisi tene. Ta chi chi gri yisi tene, chi me dhengi nyemi yisi tene. Tene ndi madiye na, tente kona sanji na asa tene. Tiriya, sigu. Sosene, gugu mambo hila sene, mudu mibu hilango kyo ni sene, chi menjung hini sene, ndi lipa tenpa xin cha, dipa xin chun na, ndi tesi cha jiri, ta tindi san chik mungu to.
Tangi koma son, che.
A.
Che koma son.
Ndi ra dengi tila de xin dama chin. Ndi la, ndi ma dien na, sen de kona nga se, tang yung ti cha, cha ma ndi ma dien na xin se. Tangpo pen chi sun, cha wa, xin chi, cha wu se. Tangpo la, chu wu se. Mambu hila asana, nungo kwe ni isi, chi menjung hi isi, nde lipa tenpa hi, tenpa hi isi, nde lipa tenpa hi, chungna, ane tanda chungu sari, tesi yin sari. Tsindi san tanji rwa, nde ma dien na asana, tsende nungo, tsende chenchang nungo kwe ni, san ni isi.
So, here, right from the beginning of taking refuge in spirituals, according to the instructions of the small scopes, so one need to have the perfect understanding of rebirth. There's a rebirth, and there's a reincarnations, and whatever the state of the rebirth that one have taken at this time is not something that cannot, you know, take a rebirth in one's future life. So if you lack the understanding of having a rebirth in one's spiritual life, then right from the beginning, your refuge, taking refuge in spiritual, will not really effective. The practice of taking refuge in spiritual is not effective, because it need to begin taking refuge in spiritual must begin on the basis of taking refuge in spirituals according to small scopes. So the way in which that you take refuge in spirituals according to the small scope, you long to achieve high rebirth, and you have a firm understanding or the conviction of having a rebirth in one's future life. So therefore, making sure that you will not, you are trying your best to, stop taking rebirth in a lower realms, and you long to achieve. You have a genuine desire or wish to achieve high rebirth, take a rebirth within the high realms. So therefore, you have a fear of taking rebirth within the lower realms, and finding a solution or the power in the practice of refuge. So therefore, your main aim for taking refuge in spiritual, according to the small scope, is to gain a high rebirth in your future life, in the fortunate realms. So this is the first step of taking refuge in spirituals. And once you have a firm foundation of taking refuge in spirituals based on the small scope, will then further yourself to taking refuge in spirituals or based on the middling scopes. And once you have understood the benefits of taking refuge in individuals according to the middle scopes, then this will further yourself to advance yourself of taking refuge, practice of taking refuge in individuals according to the great scopes. So this is the sequence that we need to follow when we talk about taking refuge in individuals. So the reason why we have to have a firm, conviction of having a rebirth in one's spiritual life, in other words, the life after death, is because, in other words, that if you have completely deny having a life after death, then attachment or the clinging towards this particular life will be stronger and it become more powerful. Which actually, in fact, it is the source of all our sufferings. And with this, without this understanding, and your activities of the body, speech, and mind will be completely focused on just benefiting only this particular life. So, with this kind of understanding, it's also known as a very narrow perspective of looking at oneself or one's own life. So now, by understanding that there is a continuity of one's life in one's future, there's a continuation of one's life, because the life is not completed, or life is not something that exists or that ceases to exist after the death. Then you will always have, the clinging towards this particular life will become very strong. So instead of that, if you have a life, if you have a very strong belief system within yourself, having a life after death, then eventually this will lead you to understand how this really happens. what is the process of taking rebirth from this life to another life? And what kind of causes and conditions one need to, you know, accumulate to have a positive life? Because when we go through the explanation of the life after death, it is not because you are a human being at this point, but when you take a rebirth in your future life, when you transcend from this life to another life, there's no guarantee that you will have a human life in your future. So therefore, so again, the life, you know, the form of life after death, what kind of, you know, life form that you may have in the future life is not at random. It is just because human being can take a rebirth in, you know, animals and, you know, different kind of animals or the human beings or the gods or demigods and so on and so forth are not really at random. It all has a fixed causes and conditions. All of those rebirth, the result of it is entirely depends upon what kind of causes and conditions that you may have accumulated at this time, which is the most important a point. It's to what kind of, you know, life form that you will have in your future life is completely determined by what kind of causes and conditions that you accumulate at this time. So this is your future, the form of your future life is determined by the accumulation of your causes and conditions at this time. So therefore, our objective of taking refuge in Shrijal according to the small scope is to gain a higher rebirth. In the higher rebirth, in other words, the fortunate rebirth, that too, you know, taking fortunate rebirth can happen only if one is able to complete all the causes and conditions that is required for taking rebirth in high rebirths. So those are mainly to observing 10 virtuous actions. And these 10 virtuous actions are the, you know, ethical discipline, in other words. It's also sutim chu, which means the 10 ethical disciplines. On the basis of this 10 ethical discipline will then be accompanied by the practice of generosity and so on and so forth. Will then, you know, complete the causes and condition for taking refuge in, taking rebirth in high rebirth in one's future life.
ཁྱི ཕྱད མ ཁྱི ཕྱད མ ཁྱི ཕྱད མ
So for this, you know, it is very important to understand that once this contaminated psychophysical aggregates, it's in the nature of impermanence. So most of the time, our perspective regarding one's psychophysical aggregate is something that is permanent. we hardly ever think about. It is it is a transient from one moment to another moment. We are not reflecting on this actual nature of our actual transient nature of our psychophysical aggregate, which actually enables us to engage in the actions that really, increases one's own, view of clinging towards one's own psychophysical aggregates, which and the way we actually cherish our physical aggregates is as if that our physical aggregates can live forever. This is the one form of clinging, which is also known as clinging. It's also known as eternalism, with regard to one's own psychophysical aggregates, and that is one of the very forceful and strong impediment for one's own practice of the Dharma. Because when you really take refuge in three jewels, the genuine taking refuge in three jewels will arise. Not only that you have found the suffering nature of lower realms, but also one must understand this psychophysical aggregate that we have right now in the nature of will cease to exist. And with this understanding, then you will actually prepare for your future life. So without this understanding, then there's no way that you will have, long to, as you will have a genuine wish to achieve a future life. You will not have this. So this, in order to have that, you have to understand the impermanent nature of one's own life. In other words, psychophysical aggregates. And at this point, the way we identify ourselves is we identify ourselves based on the psychophysical aggregates. So we are clinging towards this and we are cherishing this psychophysical aggregate as if it exists forever. Existence of this psychophysical aggregate is something that is forever. So therefore, this is this kind of clinging is the very one of the obstacle that prevents us from engage in the genuine Dharma practice.
And I said, "Oh, that the main thing is that bag team is singing, na. I am just sending like, just to go to the room, but just go to the girl, ah. But to go to the room, but just to the girl, that guy is, na. I am just keep, just to come to pay you, just to go to the girl, just to the girl, ah. But I am just send the girl, then, I am just leave, I am just leave, that guy, come back to the girl, leave, then leave, then just send the girl, then come." Long on to the name you judge and name is your mother. Yinaya. But Kitchy Kitchen, you couldn't gene, look at Sandy Law. That indeed the Sony can do at the name of the Hawk of your mother, yes, and Linda the Trend of the Yes. At the name Sandy Law, and then the name Sandy, and then under two good thoughts on Obama, but she put it in a and the social chair, your mother, yes, and then two carriage degrees and the children took Tandy Jigas, George Chamal died to the law.
So therefore, it's very important to reflect one's mind upon the impermanent nature of one's physical aggregates. if you are able to reflect genuinely, if one's reflection upon this impermanent nature of one's own physical aggregates, then this will, then enables you to engage in the practice of the Dharma, because when you have this understanding of impermanent nature of one's own, psychophysical aggregates, then you know that at one point, at some point, that I will have to leave this psychophysical aggregate, regardless of how much I cherish at this point. And once I left the psychophysical aggregates, then my life is still not end. And it still continues. There's a continuity of one's life will still take place. Though that you left, you have separated yourself from this particular psychophysical aggregate, but you will find, you will uncontrollably, you will find a next psychophysical aggregate where your consciousness will actually enter into it. And so now then the question is, so what kind of, you know, the form or the psychophysical aggregate, the positive psychophysical aggregate or the negative side of psychophysical aggregate in one's future life is determined by one's own actions of the body, speech, and mind at this time. So when you are able to when you're able to understand the importance of having a positive rebirth in one's future life, then naturally you will, you know, you will look for and you will seek what is the causes and condition that lies behind it to take a positive rebirth in one's future life. So when you ask these questions, then the practice of the Dharma will come into picture. So the practicing Dharma here again, not necessarily that reciting sutras, sadhanas, and so on and so forth, but practicing Dharma here really refers to engaging in the virtuous deed and abandoning or refraining oneself from engaging in the non-virtuous actions of body, speech, and mind. That is all about practicing the Dharma. So if you're able to do that, then based on understanding of the suffering nature of lower realms and reflection upon the impermanent nature of one's own psychophysical aggregates will really, you know, enables you to engage in the genuine Dharma practice to form a positive causes and condition for a positive, rebirth in one's future life. So therefore, it clearly demonstrates that not only that you, the reflection upon the suffering nature of lower realms and longing to take a rebirth in higher realm alone is sufficient, but also you have to have a genuine understanding of the impermanent nature of one's own life.
ね、基礎基礎まで定、老さんに。老さんに。老さんに。たが、基礎で。ね、基礎をちょっと、まずやっぱてさ。全然ばれこんでくれ、え、ちょっと全然ほりです。たにば。天ちゃんする。めるび、にみね、またばやて、まずまたばにまたばだ、たばにまたばにぎぎよ、けぎよ。そう、天がるわがする。にば天ちゃんする。
免除比你们呢？对了，这马店呢？这马店呢？是的，这总卡把钱不进了。这马店呢？这总卡没，这总卡比以前比涨是吧？低着了。他瞧啊，嘿，嗯，那把跟了有涨是的。 啊，对的呀，没去，对的呀，没去，意思，没去，没去，对的呀，没去，对的呀，没去意思，没去那边意思。 lange hi isri mchi mi zam lange hi lange ba hi isin de che lange ba hi yo sila chim lange hi ndir cheka cheka ma chula cheka mi chula asin shun sun ba ta sin de jin ji dan de de sin sin ta chawa hi na ba ka la ye chang zhe de gan ga le ye ge ri sin Nya tiriya meche, tiriya meche yis, nyambi yisir. Nlo, de yisir. Chika, tiriya chika ma, tiriya chika ma, chika pa, jun yisir. Ki, sumba ta asir. Lung meche yi, chu zun te yisir. Chu zun te yisir. Chu, chu zun te yisir. Chu, ちょうどでてる。ちさんぺちょれ。まきぶちょれね。ちでさんぺちょ。なんぺちょさね。ちでだすとかりかりくしょげじねこんだじこんだじさんぺちょ。てけけじでまたばいんばい。そそまたばいんばいけね。たばけじけじねじょんどわ。なんでかこごまろ。てんだりし。てんじてまたばまでな。んでまたぷ。てかみんせれ。ちょうどでてる。
So now here again says by Lama Tsongkhapa, he remarked that just having a fear of death alone is not adequate enough to practice Dharma. Because the fear of death is common to all beings, including animals. Regardless of how much you cherish your body and your, you know, psychophysical aggregate at this time, but in the very back of your mind, there's always the belief that at one time, at one day, you will leave this body or you will die. So everyone has this kind of concern. But having this concern alone is not very beneficial. What Lama Tsongkhapa stated is now, having understood this impermanent nature of one's own life, one then prepare for, one need to prepare for it and have a positive thought with regard to one's own, you know, death. What it is really meant by preparing and, you know, having a positive thought of one's death is to engaging in the virtuous deed to have a better life in one's next life. So just by having a fear and reflecting upon that alone is not very effective. In fact, if you keep focusing on it, this will generate more fear, anxiety, and stress. So therefore, with understanding what it says, we need to understand one should have it's a positive understanding of one's death, so that you will prepare when the death actually occurs. You're completely equipped, and you are ready to face that death. And you have no regret when this time comes. So this is how you actually prepare. For instance, if one is, you know, is asked to, you know, to join a battlefield, if you have to be in a battlefield, before you are actually being in the battlefield, you have to prepare for it. You should know how to, you know, what to do when you are actually in a battlefield. So that you are completely, once you have received all those appropriate trainings and how to use all those, you know, weapons and how to protect yourself and how to, you know, really engage in the combat, then you are actually prepared and you will have less anxiety, fear, so that you actually prepare for it. So you know that you are going to the war, but you have not prepared, you have not received any kind of trainings. When you're actually being in the battlefield, you're completely confused. So therefore, not only that when you are in the battlefield that you will be confused, but also prior to going to that battlefield, you'll have a lot of stress, anxiety, and fear. So therefore, before you actually go there, you at least you know how to handle yourself, how to protect yourself, and how to defeat other enemies by using different kind of, you know, weapons and so on and so forth. Not only you know that you understand that you will have to go to the war, but also you know how to handle those situations. In the same manner, not only that you have a fear of death, but you should know how to handle it. And this, when we talk about handling one's death, it's preparing oneself prior to one's death. Practice of Dharma is all about the preparation of one's own death. So therefore, in the text it says, at least one should, as a practitioner, when the death occurs, at least one should not have fear of death. And one should not have a regret of dying. And if best, one should delightfully face the death. This is what we call the practitioner. Otherwise, when the death occurs, if one is full of, you know, confusion, if one is completely confused or have a full of fear, anxiety, and so on, then whatever the practice that you may have done has not really been effective.
Dan no ki gundu nyang ba su wisin yin wa koni gi chi ma du ba chi ma du ba la zhe chi du zhe ma ju yi nga ni zhe de ta cha la ji gundu de yin de gundu de zhe ka zhe de de gundu de zhang zhang ཁྱི དུ་ཅི་མ་ཇུ་ཡིན་ང་ནི་ནེ་ནེ་མེ་ཚེ་སེན་དོ་གི་རེ་ཅི་རེ་ང་དེ་ན་ཅི་གུ་དེ་ན་ངོ་པ་ཆོ་ནེ་མ་རོ་ཏ་ང་ལོ་ཅིམ་བུ་དེ་དེ་ཏ་གུ་མ་རེ་སོ་བ་ཏན་དལ་མ་ཡིན་པ་ཅི་ནོ་ཅི་ཅང་ཅང་གོ་ནོ་གོ་ཁུ་ཏེ་པང་ང་ཅུ་ཁ་པེ་ཅི་གུ་དེ་རེ་ཅི་མ་ནོ་སེན་གང་དང་ང་དེ་པ་སང་ཏོ་གི་ཡིན་ན་ཨན་སོ་སོ་རི་ཅི་པོ་གོ་པོ་
那等了一场的说说当时是那个的这里的上了他那啥子样的东的就那没那那么说的嘛都那这张就把村的去出去接去把就接你那去的给全部就接你后给亚龙的说的把那去接是看到的等了接呢人等把工作说把叫那不都接你那那么了叫的就张进了叫的去现在的干的人在那俺家吃嘛了 ดอนน่ะนี่นายดอตินโดซอเจนงาตากินดูฮีกินดูอันนี้คนจะชนงกับรบาจิโรจิวิเสตางากะสมบุกิยมเมตนาจิเยจิจิอันนี้เซนดาลาพาซอมบุจิเอรางกิจิปิกิอะเดกะจุซุซุเมกาซันจิกิตุมบาจิยอนนาลาเอตนโดลเมกาเยนะบุมาเตบะเซงามามาติพาจิเนวะตึซกันดาลาพาซอมบุจิเอตนาจิชูฮิยอปานะจิเจนิอันเมลเปนโตเจงกิลิคาติลิกินดุกิยินะ
So when speaking about, you know, reflecting oneself upon the impermanent nature of one's psychophysical aggregates, it actually refers to, you know, refers to uncertainty of occurrence of one's death. That's what it means. It is certain the death will happen, but uncertainty of its occurrence. When it will occur, we don't know. So with this understanding, we have no guarantee that you will be alive tomorrow. Not even tomorrow after an hour, we have no guarantee at all. Who, you know, so therefore, one should understand that if we were to, you know, die today or even after an hour, so how regretful it may be for us without being able to engage in any practice of the Dharma. So with this kind of, you know, practice, or with this kind of training oneself or the meditation, will really enables you to engage in the practice of the Dharma regardless of time, place, and so on and so forth. Because most of the time when we, as an initial practitioner, we tend to procrastinate our practice. You know, not right now, I will do after an hour. And when it comes, when after an hour, then you might procrastinate and you would postpone that to next day. If not next day again, then you might say, oh, so I might do this song offerings, or I might do this practice or meditation on, you know, small scopes, taking refuge in chijols after 3 days and so on and so forth. So this is, if you have, this indicates that you actually have not deepened insight into the nature of one's own death, the occurrence of one's death. So if you know that uncertainty of the occurrence of this death, and certainty of one's death, and uncertainty of its occurrence, will then enables you to really engage in the practice of the Dharma, regardless of any situations. Because the practicing Dharma doesn't really require having an outer or, you know, being in a meditative posture, or reading sutra, or the mantras, and chantings and so on. So you can practice Dharma while you're walking, while you're driving, while you're drinking, even when you're in the restroom. It doesn't really require anything. You know, you can always practice Dharma. So therefore, if you are able to develop a genuine reflection on the uncertainty of the occurrence of one's death, will really enables you to engage in the practice of Dharma at any time.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, there are, you know, practices, especially based on Amitabha Buddha's practice. It exists in, you know, pretty much similar to other traditions as well. So we have those teachings.
Is this something we should consider? Because I discovered it in the King of Aspiration prayer of the Samantabhadra, the Bodhisattva, not the other one. But so they're talking about the, you know, Amitabha objects that will be born in, you know, in that realm, and that from there we will be able to benefit others. So is this something that we're talking about going to battle against death? We should have, you know, our act together, basically. Should we engage and, you know, preparing ourselves to getting familiar with these instructions, and where does, and if so, what is the best places to find them? Because I know I prefer staying with the Dhyanapa tradition, and you know, there's a lot of things out there, and I want to just follow the instructions of my teachers.
Morning, Tiochi Dirisha. Tanda Sanjay Molam Nalia. Sambaji Molam Eva. Come to King of Prayer, Sanjay Molam Nalia. And then me Kanza Kunzan Chidin Yoruba. Sanjay Sambu Kundu Sambu. Kundu Sambu, the end of us is Yoba.
Ali Tanga,
Sanjay Sambu Kundu Sambu, the Modi Chibulogo is up.
Ali,
Sanjay Sambu Kundu Sambu in Yamlin Chetanda. Dil Tenji Jenny, Ajik. Oba megi nerab tobar shos, oba megi, oba megi gyun eni chik, oba megi nyamlin gyun eni chik, soso nubcho dewa chingi xing, deden xing liya, kia ta di yonggur esi chichi, duk sung shas. Yesan ta, tamorang yang ta gilubi eni chik, na liya ta dindayi ki nyamlin chaya chi yobi na mebi nas, kante na gochuk mendo, ta chinan gilubi na liya, Tak cik lop jangan cia, tak mampu cia rasa semua. Yang benar le, tak cik, biar cik susu, tak rezeki kanzin tu cia cik liya. Tapi mix kua cik, nyamlin cia liya. Tapi yang kalau tu kekin sembah, yang cik sembah dengan cia ni, agaknya tonton singgu mendo. Kalau memang cia, tak kandai jaga ni asyik dengan rasa. Kerja ni agaknya.
Tapi kalau tu kanga cipah cia cuma lah, tak. Gilu dan cie napa tapa yang kencing dah.
Nasi. Ini.
Yang tu zaman napa tu neng gila di gua dengan tu kecik. Sian lagi jung sampah tu jangsu sian jengi jengi pun cie tu zaman tu lah.
Nasi.
Neng jangsu sian dan neng jung sampah tu sian na na. Rana kuah liat tapi tapa zaman tu tu ni semua dunia kuah tapi tapa nanti kan tu melayu tu lah.
Nasi.
Masa dewa cini kini cini dosa ni, dosa cini apa macam ni? Dunia cinti, kalau tapa macam tu, dunia mungkin tu.
So, there isn't much, you know, difference when it comes to the actual practice, whether one is practicing, one's practice is based on Nyingma tradition or Gelug tradition or the Sakya tradition. In other words, that's four major, you know, the order of the Tibetan Buddhism. There isn't much difference at all. So here, when it comes to the practice of Sukhavati, you know, taking rebirth in Sukhavati, it is pure, it is without hesitation, I can say one will not be able to take a rebirth in a Sukhapati just by reciting Amitabha Buddha's name, which many of them are believing in it. Just by reciting Amitabha Buddha's names and wishing to take a rebirth in such Sukhapati will not really lead oneself to that state at all. So when it comes to that, when one is really have a genuine desire to take a rebirth in a Sukhapati, as we mentioned earlier, that everything that comes about causes and conditions. What kind of causes and conditions is need is to eliminate the degrees of our delusions, mental afflictions, and purifying one's negativities. When it comes to the purifying one's negativity, one need to first listen to the instructions and follow the instructions and contemplate on the instructions and meditate upon it. Because just by listening and listening alone will not really help you to eliminate one's delusions, which is a common practice, which is common to all the orders of the Tibetan Buddhism. The practice is, one need to. So therefore, then the actual practice, when it comes to the actual practice, it's a very similar practice of importance of achieving renunciations, bodhicitta, and understanding of ultimate nature of reality. This is the same practice that we need to follow. Without having those, Nikishita Singh is not very sure how can one really get into the Sukhapati.
If I die unexpectedly within the next hour, it is what it is. Is there, I hear that it's really important the state of mind just before you die should be virtuous. And so that means that you take refuge in your own practice. Is that right? Pretty much. Is there anything else that I should remember? Should I die in the next hour? Because I do think about those things.
That again, just a Namjing Yemir was. Chiyo mi dhava tenri gali ya. Namchi nyeme che. Chiyo nyeba che. Chiyo nyeba rupas.
Chadi nyeba rupas.
Namchi nyeme rupas. Namchi nyeme che yonri gali da churi chik jel ma xie nyeba yoma rupas.
Yoma rupas.
Chasa churi chik jel xie bhe na. Ta di kabli ya ta nganzu chik ta nyamli tse tobu chik susu jel to yoma rupas. Ta di ma xie bhe nye li ya gesem ngondu kyo kwa di gesem cha kwa rupas. Chi cha li ya. Ani ta kesem ngondu kyo ala, kesem ngondu kyori ala, ta kesem ngondu kyori, ta mashi nye ala, kesem ngondu kyori, tsechime ta karsore namshi, ta tsechime sugu ala, ta chik nyinsam majo nye ala, kesem ngondu kyo, kesem keshe cha karcha gores.
So, nati nyingyungi sambata tsa gugurwa?
Loks.
Nwa? Nyingyungi sambata, tansa dumato, sasa yonti sosok jujun namo de meba mazin na? Sisa kāsāna jīyō marawa. Tā nīmo dīmē dī dācchōng sīn sisa kārīna jīn kūshī sīn jī.
So therefore it's always important to, familiarize one's mind with the practice of the Dharma. When it comes to the practice of Dharma, of course, it's always virtuous. Depending upon one's own, motivations. So, if you're able to familiarize your mind constantly with the taking refuge in three jewels. You know, most importantly, compassion, love, sense of connectedness towards all other sentient beings. If you are constantly familiarized, if you are constantly, in other words, you are actually, you know, adapted with such a practice, then before your, you know, ultimate journey, you'll be able to remember those. And you'll be able to, influence your entire mental factors by this virtuous thought. And this will ensure your positive rebirth.
I may confuse again. So my question is, how do we prepare for death? What kind of practice? Sometimes I listen to the practice like we just imagine that we out of breath, to go through the feeling that just like a very hard to breathe, or we are in the deep darkness and go through all of those things, and sometimes remember the happiness in the life in order to prepare for death. So is it the way to do so?
Okay. Do you want to hear it again? So, the Shidu Ganglia, the Shidu Ganglia, chiwa madhim takanda chiwa malewi nye le dhari chukur se chiwa rupa
sikha. Wadi di.
Te dhari jelu jelan kharji ure sikha. So dhirish, tamo yi tiwa di. Dhalu kandhe chukur e, chiki amene sozo chirim digi samdang ure be, kandhe chukur e se dhinde sungtu.
Ta chiri nge se na, ta tanda jile chun na sot chun na di, nye yungi samba na di, nye jima tanda gugru wa, nye te ma chun na sot chukir, pa tepa na sari tsa yi lama nwa jilu wa.
So all your practice of the Dharma is a preparation for your death. It doesn't really require that you have to think about, you know, how your breath ceases when you are dead, when you die, or, you know, so. You don't really have to think about, you know, what kind of situation there might be, you know, when the death is really occurs. But rather, right from now, as we mentioned earlier, that you know that death is sudden. And so nothing else is helpful or beneficial when the death comes, except practice of Dharma. So practicing Dharma, starting from taking refuge in three jewels, generation of renunciations, bodhicitta, understanding of perfect view of emptiness, all of this are a perfect preparation for one's own death.
I have another question. You mentioned about training from meditation. But meditation has many different forms because for many practice, some of the others could focus on the breath. The other one is based on the visualization. Another one is chanting. So what is the, or thinking about the cause and of suffering during the meditation. So which is the way for the beginner like I am to start?
To chira da na ngzo che de gan le zo gom ja de se wor ba. Gom ja ya gom ki ta gom gi any kacha rig damin na so mong shor was rig damin na so shor was ta moran ji se du ji lo de dan di ngo ko mya da yu dan yu jin che chin ko mya da se du wa ta lo de dan di ngo mya xian nam ko ma da nam ko ma se ro wa ji se wo se ro ta di ji de ne pian ji ta ji ta gom ja gin su su ta ji su su ta ji len dan bo wa len dan bo wa ro wa Lendambo and Yamlin taking into Sunny. The Coronzol, the Lendambo, Gom Gayatelia, Gom Girig, Tachi, Pendo Cheshire, the Carion Grace. Uchungum Jayada, and it's Minam Jayada, Mambush Yorubas, and Shenam Gomba, the Donam Gomba Yorubas, in the non carriage aggress.
The different gets on the yellow at Chanchatia, the Jimato, a kitchen that. Tak jauh cuma pengaji guru lah, mana?
Nasu.
Nanti ina, ini per meta pada yang jual sambal de, cung yang jual sambal de, kual ni pada jual cerita. Ini meta pada ten, susu susu. Ini hingga cuma de jangsu sen, tenaga yang guru is.
Nasu.
Susu lor di mana ti? Nanti susu saya kini susu yang tiba cuma sanji salan guru tu saya lor is, langgan dapat terus.
So Gom, it is a meditation for Tibetan term, which is derived from the original Sanskrit source, Bhavana, which doesn't really denote single-pointedness. But rather, it really, it's a Gom, or the bhavana, we're not very sure how the meditation is defined. In English, you would call it the meditation. But the gom or the bhavana in Tibetan and Sanskrit for the meditation is to familiarize yourself. Familiarization. And when it comes to the familiarization, so there's involvement of subject and object. And then also there's a one familiarization, a practice of familiarization, doesn't really require both subject and object, but rather just by focusing on subject and mind itself and trying to transform this mind and try to, you know, bringing about the transformation of this nature of one's own mind, which is the meditation on bodhicitta. So those are all the part of, the bhavana or the gom or the meditation in English, right? So then also there's the division of meditation. There's a analytical meditation and then single-pointed meditations, the meditation of single-pointedness. So for instance, if you are reciting the refuge formula in the morning, the verse, I take refuge in three jewels, if you are not just by verbalizing, but you are trying to reflecting your mind upon the qualities of the three jewels, you are actually meditating. Similarly, if you're reciting the mantras. You're verbalizing the mantra, and you're actually verbalizing the mantra according to the instructions, how to recite this mantra properly, you're meditating on it. It's also a form of meditation. And so then if you're reflecting yourself in your own, we talked about earlier, your own psychophysical aggregates of impermanent nature of with your own psychophysical aggregates, that's even a very good meditation. And then thinking about actual existence of existence of yourself, how you really exist. What is the mode of existence of yourself and myself? And you're actually analyzing yourself, seeking where you are, beginning from the tip of your head all the way to the sole of your feet. And again, you know, reversing this from sole of your feet all the way to the tip of your head, the crown of your head, and analyzing yourself, how you really exist. Those are all the form of meditations. So for the beginner, in order to, you know, to really to calm your mind, or to overcome the distractions, it is good to focus on, begin with meditation with focusing your mind on breathing meditations. In other words, cycle of breathing in and out. And this will really help you to actually reduce the distractions so that it will neutralize your mind so that you're really ready to engage in actual meditation, whatever the meditation that you're doing. So this breathing meditation is a prerequisite, or it is a preparatory for your actual meditations. So then you can, you know, meditate on impermanent nature, meditate on, you know, renunciations, or the bodhicitta, perfect view of emptiness, and so on and so forth. There are many kinds of meditations.
Thank you. I have another question regarding when meditation focuses on the breathing, but during the meditation focus on the breathing, and the thought sometimes that the mantra, just because sometimes that I recite the mantra, and the mantra is coming into my mind, and it's kind of like the breathing, wake up the breathing. Is it normal? Is it okay or not? Or I have to go back to focus on the breathing, or can I continue with the reciting the mantra in my head? Do you understand?
Yeah, so that means when you are engaging in the breathing meditations, you also, recite the mantra along with it. Is that right?
Yes.
Am I right? Oh, okay.
Are you saying it's a truth?
Hmm?
Are you saying it breaks into your...
Yeah, it's... I was like a breathing, and then there's a mantra, and then just like I keep, you know, reciting the mantra. So is it good or bad? Or because there's some saying that if I do the meditation, I have to keep on like the breathing in, out. You know, focus on the breathing. Mm-hmm. But in my mind, sometimes that I just, my mind's wandering around and maybe it's like just,
okay.
In my mind during that meditation, is it like a bat or whatever, you know? Do you understand?
Mm-hmm, I got you.
I got you.
Ukchungum liya mikchi chitanda kumkya churwa. Namda shiya liya. tanda kanda sem kuinyombo yoyalia tanda namjo xie tanda uchungum tanda nuru kurup sam tanda yoba
odi
be kablia nichi sam sam lia dos ta uchungum lia dos te be kablia ya ji chi yi gi ya di de de tanda le de gi dos
te pa no
yi de
ali asi da ni yong zirbe
yi de ma ta yi salat da da de deba la che wang zhe salat da da de da
ali
deba tan deba sang zhe de deba ke sang a ta de yo ba
ali
yi de ta sem ge ya ji ji ge zo le yi ge ya ji nga de de lo che de xin wu du shi
ali
jiao ma ni bei ma hong lai da de yong de du shi de ya ga yin du de yin na
se ya bu yin ge man de bei de
sem ne ya che de ne che le ya ge de che wen na shi
de ya bu de shi
ge zo sem dan de wu ju wo ran le ya zhe ne ya ge na de nga de nga de le bei ne le che wo le ka le che wo le shi
wu ju gun de na wu ju kon pa de de me la me de de dan pa ta ji ni ha de kon shu wi ha kon lo kan gu ji na
So the purpose of actually, you know, meditating, focusing your mind on breathing is to actually, you know, overcoming all those distractions, mental wandering or distractions, right? So therefore, if something interrupts when you're breathing exercise, then that's interruption. So when you're actually doing and you're focusing on the breathing meditations, you try your best. Even if something, you know, interrupts you and something really interrupts your breathing meditations, and you can begin, you know, you just stop there and you can begin from the beginning again. You know, just stay for some time and then try to begin. And actually, if you're really, you know, single-pointedly, you're really focusing on your mind, your breathing, then there shouldn't be any, you know, your mind shouldn't be distracted at this point. Because the breathing exercise, it's a really, when you breathe in, breathe out, you keep focusing and you keep following, your mind should follow the breathing. So if you are breathing in and out and then in somehow like it comes very subtly, there's some mantras come into your head, but it's not that mantra automatically come into your head, but you have these conceptions of this, you know, reciting mantras. And you yourself has already created there. It's not that mantra just came automatically into your head, not at all. So therefore, you're not being able to focus. You're not being able to focus completely on your breathing exercise, the breathing meditations. So therefore, when you're doing the breathing exercise, from the beginning, we're not really saying that you're having the six syllable into your head is something that is bad. But when you're engaging in the particular practice of breathing, so try your best to really focus your mind on the breathing, the circle of breathing, so that this will, you know, actually neutralize your mind. So then you will be ready to begin your actual practice of meditation.
When I am trying to settle into meditation, I find myself physically in a state of some degree of agitation or fear. I grew up with a lot of fear. So I am wondering, sometimes I can disperse the confusion and sense of agitation by emptiness. Sometimes I can break it up, and sometimes I just can't. So I'm not able to do what you just described. My breath stays agitated because of the physical response, and so my mind does not settle either. And so on the one hand, sometimes I just drop back and think, okay, that's my karma. I accept it. But I would really, if Gesela has any suggestions, I would appreciate it. Is that clear enough?
It's a really clear, yeah. I got you. The Dirisha. Tomorrow, then the Jodi Ketchum Shuresha. Susu Moran the Zamzam Ya, the Gom Jag. Chikosu Rubas. Kosu the Gonia, Delia, Zamzam, Jinalia, Chimutos. And the Dinium Dulia, Zamzam Jinaja, Zamzam Gamrajas. And Zamia Ransima Debuchi. The young yard, the king, the culture of the seminar. Then they got the morong and the cassette of the Gom Jagurwa, Gom Jal, Kotsuko, the main morong yema. David, that chick, Lochundin, and that decablia chick. Then they get ching nanda, any chick, Namda. Then they get chick, Carsor, Neda Mangushu,
rest.
D. Kenji, Jen, any, than the Ukchumum chair, the Kalia, Kartik in sort of the party she will lady in his tools. They talked of the energy condition of red suit.
Don't think I understand.
That's what I gained six so much on Asia, I guess, in two.
Oh, yeah. Then don't know what the new summer, the charge you send up a ton of pack miniature.
No.
Then I'll look at the number one cigar.
No, so.
Then my joints are good, you're soon by each in a temple jee with Melanda Joe. And the same back at this age in a Tsukuma to Tan, a charmed goodies. Lot of Magmozi Patrol and Dama de Mumu goodies, and she goes to look at the regular.
No, so. So most of the time that our past memory or the past experience, whether it is pleasurable or unpleasurable, if we keep thinking about that, it will always follow us. And if we, in fact, if we keep thinking and focusing on that and thinking about the uncomfortable experience that you have at that moment, at the event, or this occasion, then this will always agitate your mind. And agitation will naturally arise within you. So, you know, it is, again here, you know, it. This memory doesn't really actually, you know, spring from nowhere. It's always some kind of, there's a subtle embracement that is generated from oneself. So in which case, what is most effective is always think about dependent originations. Everything that is happening is dependently designated and dependently exists. It doesn't Because when the agitation arises, and if you try to analyze that, how this agitation really come into being, you go back and, you know, research yourself and see how this really are coming into being, you trace that agitation, and then it really, you know, you will not be able to actually pinpoint that agitation, you know, as it really, you know, appeared to you as if something really conquered at the beginning. Without thinking about that, if you, you know, keep remain focused on yourself on these agitations, this agitation seems to you as something that really exists at your, in the center of your heart, and something that is very tangible. And that really, you know, creates more agitations, fear, and anxiety. So therefore, you know, as soon as you have this experience of agitations, trace it back without having any kind of fear, you know, why this agitation really arises within me. Why this, you know, recalling these memories. And you just try to think about this, you know, and how this really exists. And you will be able to find this. This is really non-existence as it appears to yourself. And this really helps you to reduce your agitation. This is how you work in the beginning.
Sometimes it comes so quickly and it just, so I guess, but it always would be the same. I mean, I know when I've been able to break it up, it almost always is, this is not forever.
Tadi tindele yung bakal liya, the moro namju yun zam siya wiyos. Zam siya ni, yun yung ki test toks che, toks yang, yung ki gom jaya kutsu wiyos, yun di che wiyos, kandi che niya, di che niya abur wiyos.
A tala jina digiris.
Laso.
Ta ka di ka ganta pan dan siya, yun chi gu na digirwa.
Laso. So, when this agitation, you know, keep coming and then you're unable to focus on your meditation, take a break. Take a break. And it's saying that, you know, verbalize some mantras pretty loudly, and then focus your mind on that again. This will again help you to, you know, take a break, and then begin with, you know, again you can begin whatever the meditation that you are you're focused on it. So this is how you know, it's actually helpful.
I was just going to ask in the liberation palm of your hand, and there was a sentence I had a question about, and it just says, likewise, it's in the book of the depth section, it says, likewise, if your time has come, there is no place that will not mean death for you. So I was just wondering if you could explain that.
Can you repeat once again, please?
Yep. Likewise, if your time has come, there is no place that will not mean death for you. And then I think in the other book, it says no matter where you stay, that comes. So I guess you could just explain.
Okay. Then that pongorim chen din na yoba.
Ah.
Namdul la cha.
Ah.
Namdul la chen nal ya ta. Chi. The chi. Kanda chi the chiwi do you leg robots? The leg combo. So there must be a context somewhere. So that conditional Chesanta dinde chikse sha sande de pa ngansu de karsa namdo la jena le de khar la gore sa tel ya tesis na ro nas
kande chil cha
kande chiwa chile chiro ba
cha
chiwa de le chinje le chiwe chiwa de a koyu ka wai tebe ne de chiwa de rang tol bab gur bas de bab dan ta dil ya dinde la sha sti ko ni tesis na ro nas so
Ali chaga lagi mdo se dugiyo na.
No, da koryu kawa dewe me nera ko chiwa legyan rupas.
Chaga legyan rupas. Chaga de leo ndi?
Chiwa de leo ndi? Chiwa de leo ndi ya ni chik. Da suzu koryu kawa dewe nera ko saji di, ko chise saji memba chik. Nganzo bautok ma rupas.
Di bautok ma?
Di kandiris, di rituwaj naro nas.
Sajenda maimi kenda ilu potuk maratino.
Potuk marwasta. Chewati saje di member. Chewi saje maimba di nganzu haku labto yo marwasta.
Ati yo maimba.
Kandere still decision kevruches.
Ti nganzu li kono kaba kugiri ma di nganzu ndere se tu ya marwa.
Yes.
Li singa digi. Kaji zozo na. Ani chawa kaji lengu na di li so charwa. Mara?
No.
Ani nesi jirba?
No.
You can answer it, then. That's all
right. That's all.
So, legal is.
That's all.
Tim Delonga, the departed Jamaica, you know, Cha, Hami, Hami, Gia, Legion, Devon, you are.
So, but it is again, you know, refers to the karma. I'm not sure if it's, I'm trying my best to, you know, explain it to him, but somehow, you know, Gishla is not getting it. So, but he answered vaguely by saying that if you are sudden to, you know, die in sudden point or the sudden time, and regardless of where you are, and that is the place where you will be dying, and it is, it doesn't mean that even if you, you know, move yourself somewhere, some places, when the time comes, and this is the dead place for you. That's what
so
he understood.
If I'm supposed to die in the next hour, it doesn't matter if I'm in my car.
Yeah, you'll be dying.
Or if I'm sitting at home, that it will happen.
It'll happen. That's what he meant. Okay. Yeah, that's what.
So there isn't a play of other people's karma that comes in, expediting.
Yeah, that's good. Does that make sense? Good idea, though. Yeah.
Sorry. That's another.
That this chick, the Suzu chick here, get on the Dusuji Levina. The Kawaii and the Shigiro was the Karna, the Karina, and they've been the Shigiro. And the Kangana, they made the Shigiro.
In that, they
got 30 chick sheer, the suit, you're top of the KU Marvet. Chick the mission very late of Chick Kenjin, you're top of the KU Marvet.
Hina, you're my chung, Tata Chim, how many lead at the cigarro? How many lead the Kanachi, lead the pen, the other turn to the Karapensha and the thing on good days. With the same devil to Josh, your manners.
So, if that is the time that is meant for you to die, and that is, so there's no other ways of anything, you know, can prevent you from not being that place as a death for you. So, regardless of where you are, so therefore that is what we call uncertainty of occurrence of the death. Prepare for it all the time.
Can we affect those karmas by merits? I mean, can we prolong our life by merits at least to a certain point? You know, just in general, or what?
Or demerit?
Yeah. I mean, does bad behavior, bad karma shorten our life?
So yeah, so, then they dig up the liada. Chia, chair nyeba ta khanda chik tunda chik stiba chair le chair nyeba chimbe na mi chair nyeba che imbe ne le ya so so ya tsering ta de yong si gro was ya yor was
tunda
chik chik kewa sa che tunda chik tsering ta de yong
ne ko lobo ge pi gi chi che jin da bo tunda ma de na ta te te ta pa jong ji re mo bat ban jong tu ba yo ma ro
So, of course, there are many ways in which that we prolong our life. And that is not easy at all, again, here. You know, the practice, prolonging one's life. If you're, let's say example that someone has given only 7 days, or 1 week, or I mean like 1 month, and so on. That it is the fact that we can see at this time. They have given only a 7 or 1 week, 1 month's time of their life by the physicians, very expert physicians. But through their practice, they are able to live like 7 years. And that is how they prolong their life. It's always there, but the practice needs to be followed, you know, proper, you know, given proper instructions, and follow that instructions very carefully, and the meditation must be, you know, unmistaken.
I have a very quick thing related to that. Will freeing the animal, like a fish or bird, then that could extend the life?
The Simjin Sadatan Shurwa. Simjin Sadatan, Pena Nyatavutan, Chatavutan, Sadatan, Digi, Susu, Tsejung Tangu, Marves.
That Jigi in a Tsejin Tan, the way to Chiba the Insigurat. The in a Sajin Sadatan to Sajin Corona, Pendagurwa. But that in a hitting number, Tang, you believe the money believes it.
So it's very helpful, yeah. It may help you to prolong your, you know, lifespan by liberating animals or freeing animals such as bird and fish and so on. But again, it's the important for us to understand here is our purpose of releasing this animal is to help them, not just your objective should not be you're prolonging your life. Otherwise, this will become an attachment. So, this is very important.
Earlier, talking about following the instructions and so forth, what were we talking about? Were you talking about, white taro, a long life? Is that one of the things that you were talking about, or what?
That's just so cheap. Say,
Sering Daya, the Gom Jaya, the Karel,
So it depends on what kind of instruction that you may have received. If you have received instruction based on meditation, on practice of Vaitara, then you follow that. And there are many practices, such as Vajrasattva practice of purification and Vaitara practice, Ujnisha Vijaya practice. I mean, all kind of mediative practices, you know, Idam practices. can prove prolonging of one's own life if you follow carefully and properly. There, you know, so that doesn't necessarily, there's a one instruction, one single instruction or the practice of, you know, prolonging your life. There are many, whichever that is suitable for you and whichever the practice, particular practice of instruction that you have received from your own teacher.
Yeah.